Summer Reading by Hilma Wolitzer. Narrated by Isabel Keating. Disc 1.
Emma sought to learn what was really meant in life by the words happiness, passion, and intoxication, words that had seemed so beautiful to her in books. Gustave Flaubert, Madame Bovary. Chapter 1. Alyssa Snyder is troubled. Lissy Snyder hated nature, especially its lavish variety on the eastern end of Long Island. All those sudden winged or crawly creatures everywhere, feeding on one another and on you too if you weren't vigilant. Ants in the pantry, moths batting at the lamps, something living or dead plucked discreetly from the pool every day. And then there were the piano tuner birds that shrieked or sang the same two notes incessantly, and the ones that seemed to be typing in the woods behind the house. Once in a while, Lissy stood at the spruce-lined border of the property and yelled, "Shut up, shut up, shut up!" just to get a little peace and quiet. But they would begin again the moment she turned her back, like a rowdy junior high school class mocking a substitute teacher. She had sweet-talked Jeffrey into buying a beach house while they were still on their honeymoon, a time he would have gladly agreed to anything. How gorgeous and powerful and canny she'd felt. But she hadn't bargained for the rampant flora and fauna in Sagaponack. That was supposed to be upstate somewhere, or in New England, where wildlife belonged, where rabid bats were as common as houseflies, and bears were said to be driven mad by menstruating women. In Lissy's